producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get back into the mode of conversation about what's going on Conversation Radio. This is the weekly program known as the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Some people call it the TRCS, but not us. We are perfectionists. We are into this for all it's worth. And when I say we, it's Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on this program. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find that Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, and Talkers Television. We're here every week with the facts about the lists, the stories, the hot topics, if you will, from News Talk Radio surveys. And then we'll talk, Michael will comment on some of the stories, we'll clarify what's going on in the business. So hopefully you'll stick around for the hour and be much more knowledgeable about issues and the things that require intelligent conversation. Right, Mr. Harrison?
My goodness.
Isn't that
I like
great?
The way you say, we'll talk about the issues if you will. I like that word. If you will. What does that
mean?
You
won't? Well, you listen. You don't have to talk about it. You just listen to us then.
Right.
All right.
Well, shall I go through the list?
I would think that would be an excellent place for us to start, yes.
Okay. It's a very good place to start. At number 10, we have the National Football League playoffs. This is what people who like football live for.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any better than this coming.
Now, you're talking about you now. We're talking about Michael Harrison now.
I live for this.
I know you do.
Well, sort of, to a certain degree. I live for other things, too. Pizza.
Yes. You live for being on this program with me every week.
Being on this program is the highlight of my life.
It is.
Don't tell Bernadette that, but that's okay.
I'm
grateful.
Bernadette's Michael's wife. Go ahead. Keep going.
At number 9, 13 Hours, the film and the passing of Eagles founder and rock star Glenn Frey. At number 8, we have the Flint water scandal. At number 7, we have the Making a Murderer series. At number 6, we have the Sean Penn El Chapo interview. At number 5, the battle against ISIS. At number 4, the Oscars boycott. We have sinking oil prices tied with tumultuous world financial markets at number 3. The Hillary Clinton email investigation is at number 2. And number 1 has just dominated the conversation. I'd say most of the national conversation has been about number 1, the presidential race. We have at number 10, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. We have Stephen Avery and Glenn Frey tied at 9. At number 8, we have Sean Penn and El Chapo. That's Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. At number 7, Spike Lee and Jada Pinkett Smith. Bernie is at number 6. Sarah Palin has emerged on the stage of public discussion again at number 5. At number 4, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush. At number 3, Hillary and Billary. At number 2, the Donald. And at number 1, the President, Barack Obama.
There must be a jib-jab or something mashable on Sarah Palin from this past week. I listened to that for 20 minutes, and I was trying to figure out what in the world she was really talking about. And I don't mean this as there's so many people who have talked about her, and the thread of the story has been the same, so there's nothing really new there. Just in circumstances like that, what you realize is that politics is just like everything else. People go around grabbing their butt. I'm sure that she called Trump and said, I'll come and endorse you. She got on a plane, flew down there. They didn't know what she was going to say. They didn't ask her what she was going to say. She walked through the door, got on the stage, and went off onto this whatever it was that she went off on, and then says to Trump, I endorse you. I hope you get to be the next president, and shook his hand, and that'll probably be the last time. After he listened to that, I'm betting it'll be the last time she shows up on the campaign trail for him. What do you think?
I don't know if there's that much thought put into it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm teasing. I'm saying I don't even know if that much thought went into it.
Oh.
I don't know what he was thinking. I was watching his face, and you know, he was doing his faces. He was mugging for the camera.
Right.
She, I don't. You know, what can I say?
She is
who
she
first is. Of all, the question is, Did she help him or hurt him or nothing him?
Didn't do anything for him one way or another. I don't see it.
Yeah, it's all a circus.
The fascinating thing about this is that the Republican hierarchy, now we have these media what's-her-face on Fox, who they're starting this campaign. There are 10 or 12 media folks, and some refer to them as media elites, who are starting this conservatives against Trump movement. And there are people that are visible on the air, or there are writers or people that have visibility. Megan, what's her last name? Fox? What's her name on
Megan
Fox?
Megan Kelly.
Kelly, that's it, yeah.
Megan
She's the
Fox.
Leader.
She got the job because she had the right name.
Right, exactly. Megan Fox on Fox. So anyway, they just don't get it. They don't get what the people in the country are saying. We don't care about all you, the elitists anymore, whether you're in the media or you're politicians. We want to blow the system up. That's why we like them. They don't get it. And the guy's getting more popular every day. He's going to walk through there. It's going to be like the walls come tumbling down in Jericho. And you get upset with me, but it isn't even me. I just sense that listening to people talk about it on the air on my program and other programs that are certainly more ensconced in this conversation than I am, drive around. You're in Florida. I'll bet you see more Trump bumper stickers around there. All right or not?
I don't know. I haven't seen one Trump bumper sticker.
Oh.
I hate to say that to you, but you might be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying that Trump's taking over the country and that he's going to be president and that he's going to replace the media? He's going to replace the pundits?
No, I'm not saying he's going to replace the media. I'm just saying that there is so much anger, seething anger from people. I haven't got one phone call on my Monday through Friday program that supports anybody else. My Facebook page, facebook.com/good day, and Twitter account, there's nobody supporting anybody but Trump. And we don't even talk about that stuff on my program, per se. It's just that that's what people are saying. And every time
What do you make of that? Are you saying, Doug, are you saying that what you're hearing and what you're seeing, the idea that perhaps every bumper sticker I would see, I happen to be in Florida at the moment, would be Trump, and that everybody that's contacting you, all the feedback on your program is for Trump? Are you saying that Trump is inevitable?
I think Trump is a good bet at this point, and it's because of stories that continue. Look at this. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the Flint water scandal. That is complete malfeasance on the part of politicians. And people don't care whether it's local, regional, statewide, if you will, national. They see this kind of incompetence, and they're paying. The taxes go up all the time, and they keep paying for this kind of incompetence. And people are finally waking up to the fact that in the case of the Middle East, Obama said we're going to get out of Iraq right away. Hey, we're still there, and we've created this Daesh from that mess that was all political. Look at all of the El Chapo. He's back in jail. How did he get out of jail in the first place? You know, this kind of stuff, the emails from Mrs. Clinton, all this corruption, the movie 13 Hours. Did you see that this past week?
No, I have not seen it.
Number 9, see the movie. And you'll see why people are seething, why they want somebody like Trump. They want anybody but who's a part of the system. And I think that's really what's going on here.
Do you think if they get Trump, they'll get anybody?
Well, they'll get anybody who's not. They'll get somebody who's not in the system.
Well, somebody not in the system is better than somebody in the system?
Yes, I think that looking at all these stories, that's what I hear. All these people who think that the reason we have so much trouble is because all these people are corrupt in the system. Let's change those who are in the system to get people from out of the system. Yes, I think that's what's going on.
Doesn't that sound like every election you've ever heard about?
It was Hope and Change, Mr. Hope and Change, and look what he did.
Yeah, so why
I don't know. But he was in the system, Michael. He was in the system.
Hey, Doug, you're raving like a maniac. You sound worse than Sarah Palin.
All right, shh, I'm quiet now.
What is going on with you today?
I
thought you don't like to talk about politics.
I don't. We're not talking
about
anything.
We're talking about the country's going to the dogs. I can't even get a word in. What am I, your audience here?
No, calm down, Michael. It's okay. We'll go
on. Man, it's like, how long is this going to go on?
It's stopping right now.
I'll go out for breakfast. I'll come back when you're done.
All right, in 3 minutes you can come back.
Do you really believe everybody's walking around seething with anger? That is a load of crap.
I'm trying to do a radio program here, and I'm sounding like all the other guys who are on the air. You don't want me to sound like everybody else.
I want you to sound like whatever's authentically you. I understand there's anger out there, but I think it's a focused anger. It's like a laser. It's within the frame of the media. I don't think people are walking around that angry. I certainly don't think voting out of anger for anybody outside the system, particularly necessarily somebody with a pretty shaky past, is necessarily the remedy. It might be a bigger symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often, when populaces get angry and vote emotionally for somebody that's going to tear down the system and restore pride, that's when you go from the frying pan to the fire. And I think that's why a lot of people are concerned about Trump, because he may not be the answer. He may be the next step in the cancer that's brewing in this country. I'm not saying that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm just pointing out a different perspective on this syndrome that you seem to be suddenly so excited about.
Okay, so let's pause now. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're working through the mind of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Every week at this time, he gets together with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We've been doing this for years and years and years. The Talkers charts for the week of January 18th to the 22nd are in the focus of our review. And the thing that I believe is one of the most interesting discussions this week, the Oscar boycott, or what some would have to be boycott. And there really are some great points on both sides of this issue from people. If you don't want to listen to anybody who's white, you listen to the folks who are black, who seem to be invested in this, and you hear some pretty interesting back and forth, Michael.
Yeah, well, we all know the Oscars are political. You don't hear that much about art anymore in movies. Whenever you hear about movies, all you hear about is box office. Very seldom do they talk about critically raved, you know, wonderful breakthrough, excellent performances. It's all number one at the box office this weekend. Now this movie beats Star Wars number one at the. Think about when you know, you were younger, or back in the days of you know, different eras. And I don't want to sound like I'm a nostalgia freak, but I remember that you didn't even know what the box office was. You only knew about artwork. You only knew about critical praise and you know, what people thought of movies. And now it's all about money, and it's all about politics. The Oscars have long been political, and now the race issue is involved. Do you remember when people like Sidney Poitier were praised for breaking the color barrier?
Yep.
And here we are in 2016, and we seem to have made little progress, or at least in the minds of many, when it comes to a naturally fair representation of the races in movies or in Hollywood. Hollywood's always been accused, and in some cases rightfully so, of presenting a biased, imbalanced, prejudicial view of races and ethnicities and genders and types, you know?
Yeah, it really is pretty compelling listening to both sides, but I think that the fox here is out of the hen house in the fact that what most people didn't know, they think the people that they see at the Oscars are the majority of those who are voting. And in fact, the people who are voting, you never see at the Oscars because they are usually retired from the business. Now, what you find out when looking at this, and one wonders why they haven't fixed it, with themselves instead of like going out there like it was some public thing. It's their own problem. They got too many old people who are not in the business anymore, who don't really follow the business. So they vote and they weigh, the voting is weighted. And so if you had the people that are actually in the business, the stars, the actors, the people behind the scenes, all the folks who belong to these unions, if in fact they voted and the people who were gone didn't vote, I think you'd get a more accurate representation of what's good. I thought Will Smith did a great job in Concussion. How many people have even seen the movie? You're a football guy. Did you see that movie?
I thought he was great. I thought that he deserves an Oscar nomination.
Yeah. But you didn't get one.
Without question. But then again, you see, I didn't see every movie, and I don't think everybody has. I think fewer people see a variety of the movies out there than used to be the case. I think most people don't know what these movies are. Most people haven't seen most of the nominated movies or the nominated actors or actresses anymore.
I think that's just my
thumbnail interpretation.
This year there seem to be more popular movies. That's always been the complaint, or certainly in recent years, there weren't enough popular movies. But a lot of the Spotlight was a pretty popular movie that did. It won a couple of awards at the Critics' Choice show last week. It touches a nerve, and I mean, if you talk about commentary, 13 hours. Have you seen that one?
Not yet, as I said. But I've seen the last three movies I've seen has been The Martian, Spotlight, and Concussion. I haven't seen Star Wars. I haven't seen 13 Hours.
Yeah, you'll enjoy them both. I assure you that you will. You'll like them a lot. Michael.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Now 33 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, here with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Michael Harrison. Michael, you could take it and you could say, here with me is Doug Steffen, I'm Michael Harrison.
I could say that. It wouldn't be true. This is your show. I'm in the role of the guest.
No, you're the...
You're at the desk, the seat that's higher, so I have to look backwards and up to you. Don't you love the way they do that on TV talk shows? They create a situation where the guest is totally upstaged by the host.
Yeah, isn't it great, huh? All right, let me talk about that. You bring me around to something that I think was very important on the News Talk radio stations this week. The passing of Glenn Frey, noted at the number 9 position. I heard some really good talk radio. You know that I'm not a big fan of all the political stuff. I like varied conversation, and I love music, and I really quite like Glenn Frey and the Eagles. So when I listen to some of these things, I'll tell you two different experiences, and then if you carry it from that, I'd appreciate it. How people talked about, not his life. I heard a great guy, and this is storytelling. A fellow who had been Joe Walsh's manager, his name is Dave Spiro, who talked on a program that I heard about how he got together with Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh and what's his face?
Don Henley,
and put them back together again. And it was a fascinating story at how it all came about. I think that's great talk radio, great conversation radio. And not only the story of how they got together, but I heard another program that had a doctor on it who said that Glenn Frey didn't have to die. He shouldn't. If he'd have been under a doctor's care that understood what the doctors were giving him to ruin his gut and create the immune system deficiencies that he had, he would have lived. I have two fabulous ways of looking at that story that you wouldn't hear anyplace else but on a good talk radio program. Am I right?
Well, I agree that talk radio does not live up to its potential for all of the different topics that can be discussed. But I'm not saying there's anything wrong with political talk radio.
No, I'm not either. No, I'm just saying
I have to be careful when I say that. No. Political talk radio is just one sliver of a potential pie. Hey, I started in talk by talking about music. I used to be a very talky music host. And I used to interview rock stars and create, connect the dots between their music, their lyrics, and what was going on socially and politically at the time. And it evolved into my being a talk show host and then my becoming an issues talk show host. And, you know, the rest is history in terms of my career. But I see popular culture, intelligent discussion about popular culture to be something that is sorely missing in the American marketplace of ideas in terms of discussion radio and television.
Mm-hmm. So in bringing our focus back around to that, because it does stimulate people, it is kind of neat to find these people. I find there's a broadening. We may be going back to a broadening of the sort of conversation. I think everything needs to mix well. And I think our countdown story list sort of is indicative of that. Another fascinating conversation this week is the Flint water situation and how it got to be as bad as it is. And, like, seemingly all of a sudden everybody's paying attention to this. There have been good reporters and a couple of local talk people that have been on this since 2014, and nobody's paid any attention to it outside of their immediate area, including the people that run the state and run the country.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of these going on around the country, and eventually when the media brings it to the forefront of conversation and puts it in the spotlight, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But this is, of course, a political issue, and it's also, in some ways, a racial issue.
Mm-hmm. Do you see, as we move ahead, the so-called business or money radio programs? We've had this division. Remember when you and I started talking about me doing this program, we thought, okay, maybe we can do a countdown for the sports talk radio stations. We could do a countdown for the business talk radio stations. And then we decided, nah, we better not do that because it just gets too much into the weeds. But it seems to me that with the advent of people being interested in broadening out this number of sports talk radio stations that have come on the air, are there more business or money focused stations coming back on the air? Because it was good for a while and then it seemed to have waned a bit. Is there more of a resurgence or an interest in that?
There's an interest in money, but I don't see a resurgence in more stations with the money format.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. I'm not picking that up, but I do think that money talk is usually interwoven within the news talk station format because the economy is a major driving factor for political conversation. But there are a lot of money shows out there, and there always will be, and most of them are on news talk stations such as the one that we're being carried on at the moment across the country. These subjects that we talk about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show are culled from conversation on news talk stations, not sports talk stations, not money stations, news talk, which proves that they do talk about movies, they do talk about the Oscars, they do talk about sports, they do talk about, gossip and sociological subjects on news talk radio. But remember what I said when I did the countdown. I said the number one topic is the presidential race. And that was dominant. In other words, exponentially far greater than, say, the Making of a Murderer series at number 7 or the movie 13 Hours or discussion about Glenn Frey or even discussion about the NFL playoffs. People this week, if you were to tune into any news talk station that was talking national issues, not local issues, it would be about the presidential race. It would be about Obama, Trump, Hillary, Cruz, Hillary's email investigation, ISIS, and maybe a little bit left over about Sean Penn and El Chapo. That's it. That's the dominant conversation. They're not really broadening at all as much as they could. But, hey, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on music stations in the mornings. You have pop culture talk show hosts that aren't even in the conversation when the mainstream press talks about talk radio. Mm-hmm. The mainstream press always turns talk radio into right-wing political talk as if they were one and the same thing, and I'm here to tell you they are not.
Mm-hmm. So that brings me around to something else that we here who do this are so good at. You and I are both away from the storm, literally and figuratively, but as we do this program, many stations that carry the program from the Carolinas through the Virginias, Tennessee, up through the Delmarva, into New York, New Jersey, and New England, are being inundated with a wild storm. And as I listen around, because I want to put things into perspective, so I go online and go find some of these stations that are good in their local markets, they stop whatever they're doing, and they become public servants. The traffic and weather is interrupted by the traffic and weather. And it's all a service. This storm is really a wild consideration. And as biased as you and I are, I think radio really does do a better job at this than television or any other medium.
When radio does it.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a crisis, whether it's a storm, a flood, a fire, and we always have natural disasters, don't we? I mean, there's always something happening.
Yeah.
Radio is split into two camps. The radio that rises to the occasion and proves to be the vital, instantaneous, public servant media of all media, and those that are an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
Because some stations don't have staffs working there. They're automated. There's national syndication. You can have a tornado raging through your neighborhood. You can have a flood washing out your house. You can have winds blowing down buildings, and you turn on the radio, and you hear some guy talking about Obama.
Right.
You know, and that's the furthest thing from your mind when you're in that. However, in every city, in every market, there usually is at least one, hopefully more, stations where the people suddenly are on the front line as first responders with information and then some to help people. And that is radio at its best.
It really is. I'm going to give people the chance to think about that for a moment as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here at 43 minutes past the hour.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
All right, 46 past the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown program. So the focus that we have here often is in discussing what's on the air. That is the specifics of various stories, but the whys and the wherefores as well. And thus, a trip over to Sean Penn's interview with El Chapo. You have said that whether it's a radio program or something that appears in print or even on television, there better be something good because there's so much. You didn't say because, but I'm going to put this in here and wonder whether it's not because there's so much competition. There's no more room for fluff. You got to be on things. You better write something that's really compelling, or you better say something or show something that's compelling, because there's so much competition and people's attention span is so short now. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no room for filler. We used to have what's called filler. There were limited number of outlets, and they would provide a certain service, and then the rest of it would be filler. You heard filler on the radio. You saw filler on television, filler in magazines, stories that are fluff, stories that are just there to take space. You can't do that anymore. You can't have filler. You can't go on the radio and go, oh, all right, Harry, everybody, here we are. This is your forum. The phones are open. Whatever's on your mind, give me a call. And then, hey, Joe, the engineer, how'd you have a good weekend? Well, yeah, I had a barbecue. Oh, good. All that kind of stuff is over.
Really? I had a nice barbecue last week. I want to talk about my barbecue.
People don't care about your barbecue. It's amazing. They really don't. A case could be said, well, it's human interest. No, forget it. They don't give a damn about your barbecue. They don't care about what a funny thing happened to me on the way to the station unless that is a thought-out conversation that makes a point.
All right. So let's maybe carry this one step further. You and I were talking off the air about why certain advertising works and the way that it works. And partially, especially in our business, we have a lot of what we call endorsement advertising, where a host will use a product or talk about a product and be paid to talk about a product. And those usually work. Those kind of commercials usually work better than some of the other commercials. But you've got to have a really rabid, loyal following where people really are, whether they're following you on Facebook and Twitter and they know you went to this grocery store and you bought a pound of hamburger. I mean, that's the kind of foolishness that goes. That's why I hear what you're saying, and I know that's true. But you look at some of the other things that get people's attentions. Why do I care that host A went to the store and bought a pound of hamburger? I don't.
only if you believe that host A is somebody that you turn to for advice, guidance, and information in running your life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just turn to host A because host A is entertaining, but they wouldn't buy anything because host A told them to. When you get somebody who is a guru, somebody who has a true following in the definition of the word following, then that person has achieved the point where it's worth it to an advertiser to pay them to sell their loyal followers something they don't need.
Mm-hmm. But will people do it because they're doing it? Will people follow Alex Jones, as an example, because he has a really strong following, people who believe what he's saying, and therefore advertising of certain sorts works on his program? And maybe the same can be said for Limbaugh or Hannity or local hosts. Ron Owens in San Francisco, I've heard him do some marvelous commercials that I would be convinced if I was there to go over to the Blue Diner or whatever, Blue Fog. What is that? Fog City. It's Fog City Diner.
Yeah.
And
well, there's a difference between going to a diner because some guy you like listening to the radio, who you believe is a cool character, tells you to, or buying stock based upon his recommendation, or a medical product based on his recommendation that you know he's getting paid to tell you about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that. And it's important, by the way, as sort of in the weeds here, there are rules that when you do sort of a long-form thing, you need to, if it isn't obvious, you need to tell people that you're doing this for pay.
You know,
right?
It's against the law if you go on the air and you say on an FCC regulated station, hey, the Jones Diner makes the best hamburgers in town, I love it, and they could prove you've never eaten there, you can go to jail.
Yeah, really.
Seriously.
I have been to the Fog City Diner.
It's against the law to recommend something from personal experience that you have not experienced.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Now, see, you taught me something. That's good. Michael Harrison is here. We're conducting a review of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown program, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and the announcers. Do we talk enough about, and does it, do we then, do we risk talking about some of the national people that we're on stations that have just local programming or vice versa? We risk talking about some local hosts that a lot of people around the country don't know. I often wonder about that. So, because I'd like to spend more time. I used to on this program bring on, you know, I'd have a host or two on a week. We talk about the issues in their community. And then so many people say, well, I don't know who that person is. And why should it make a difference to me what's going on? Lars Larson comes to mind.
That's the point. People don't care what's going on in somebody else's community. It might be interesting for a moment, but would you stay tuned through an 8-minute commercial break to hear Joe Blow from some community on the other side of the country to talk about an issue there?
Well, no. I might, but I'm not the average listener. No. The average listener.
People are interested in what's in their face. Mm-hmm. In that local community, Joe Blow plays a very important role and is one of the pillars of talk radio. I think talk radio could not exist if it weren't for the great local hosts. Mm-hmm. But I don't expect somebody in City A to care about what somebody is necessarily dealing with in City B. And, you know, these are the things you have to take into consideration when you evaluate an art form. And I do like to think of this as an art form, although at this point in time it's dominated by its commerce side. The sales end of American media has won the war. We used to have talk about the battle between programming and sales, the battle between editorial and advertising. Well, let me tell you something, folks. That war ended years ago. Advertising and sales won. They won.
Yep, that's where the money. Follow the money!
The programmers and the editorialists work for the sales department as opposed to the sales department working for the programming.
If I may anecdotally make a reference to me running, I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston in the mid-'80s. And when it was the all news station in Boston at the time, when I went in there, there was a war going on, just as you've described, between the programming department and the sales department. The sales department wants to sell everything. Program department says, nope, we have these rules, and we can't go over this, and we that. So I just try to put them, nobody had ever put them in the same room together, really. And I said, okay, so why can't we all work together? How come you can't give them some reason to sell stuff reasonably that fits into the format? And then I would say to the people in the program department, the news director, et cetera, so why can't we accommodate these people and in some way, shape, or form make something newsy out of what it is that they're trying to sell in some circumstances? Or at least, you know, get together. If we don't have a sales department, we don't have a programming department because we go out of business if we can't sell the time. That's what a lot of people don't realize. We are here at your behest, and if we don't have ratings and revenue, we're gone. Hello, see you later.
Yeah, well, you're talking balance and cooperation. It's very hard to achieve that in the real world, in the workplace. It really is. It's very difficult.
Really? So do you?
Oh, you haven't noticed that? how about in government? Let's go back to Donald Trump, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to bring me back to that?
What does Trump keep saying? One of the things he keeps saying, and he's right about this, I know how to make deals. I know how to do compromises. I'll get along with Putin. I'll make friends with ISIS. Well, you know.
I'm about making friends with ISIS, but do you think that we need somebody like that who can make deals?
And I do think we need people who can make deals. I don't know whether or not it's necessarily Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I believe in compromise through logic and goodwill.
Would he have been as successful as he is if he were not able to practice those balances?
I don't know how successful he is.
You know?
From my point of view, I do not consider Trump successful. I consider Trump garish. I consider Trump to represent values that are not necessarily those that are held by the average American working person, many of whom think that Trump is their hero.
Oh, yeah. If you look at his apartment in New York, it's gold.
Yeah.
Everything about that place is so ostentatious.
But that's how I judge a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I judge a man by the values they display, not what they say.
So you like me because I have tractors then?
Absolutely. You're a man of the earth.
I am.
You're not a showy person. One would never know, knowing you, that you're an international media star.
Uh-huh. No, they know me for being on an international or a Massey Ferguson tractor.
No, I'm serious.
Frankly, I'm happy.
You're more my kind of guy than somebody who's ostentatious and whose only way of arguing with anybody is to tell them, nobody cares about you, you're not as rich as me, you're not as successful as me, your poll numbers are not as big as me, therefore your opinion doesn't count.
Now, see, you're getting as heated about this as I was about a half hour ago. Good for you.
I'm trying to end the program on a bright note since most of it was so boring.
Oh, I thought it was good, actually. But thank you, Michael. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here on The Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.